जय जय राधा माधव जबिहा यशोदानंदन व्रज रंजन जमुना तेरा बन जा जय जय राधा माधव जबिहा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री दिवाइंद्रेश एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री दिवाइंद्रेश भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಕುಂಡ ರಾಧಾ ಕುಂಡ ಗಿರಿ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ್ ಜಯ ರಜಭೂಮಿ ಶ್ರೀ ಬೃಂದಾವನ್ ಧಾಮ್ ಕಿ ಜಯ ನವದೀಪ್ ಮಾಯಾಪುರ ಧಾಮ್ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಪುರುಷೋತ್ತಮ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರ ಶ್ರೀ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥಪುರಿ ಧಾಮ್ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಗಂಗಾ ಮೈಯ ಜಮುನಾ ಮೈಯಾ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಭಕ್ತಿ ದೇವಿ ತುಳಸಿ ಮಹಾರಾಣಿ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಸಮವೇದ ಬಂಧು ಕಿ ಜಯ ಓ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತಥೋ ಜನಮುದಿರೇ ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ ಭಗವತಿ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೆ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಭಕ್ತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕೆ ಓಂ ಅಜ್ಞಾನತಿಮಿರಂಧಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಂಜನಶಲಾಕಯಾ ಚಕ್ಷುರುನ್ಮಿತಂ ಜೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುವೇ ನಮಃ ನಮೋ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರಷ್ಟಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮೀ ನಿತಿ ನಾಮಿನೇ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾತಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ತಿಶ ತಾರಿಣೇ ವಂಚಾ ಕಲ್ಪತರುಶ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧು ಭೇವಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶಿವ ಸತಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ಹರೆ
We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th Canto, 6th Chapter, text number 38. Yad Upasanaya Brahman Yogino Malamatmanaha Dravya Kriya Karakakhyam ಸುತ್ವಾಯಾಂತ್ಯ ಪುನರ್ಭವಂ ಮಾತಾಜೀಸ್
ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್
Mataji's translation and purport by the divine grace of by the disciples of His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. Translation: by worship of this subtle form of the Vedas, O Brahmana, mystic sages cleanses their hearts of all contaminations caused by impurity of substance, activity, and the doer. And thus they attain freedom from the repeated birth and death. So this sloka has no purport, so we'll go to directly text number 44. Yes. Translation and purport. Sorry, 43. 41. The Omkara, ultimately non-material and imperceptible, is heard by the Supersoul without his possessing material ears or any other material senses. The entire expanse of the Vedic sound is elaborated from Omkara, which appears from the soul within the sky of the heart. It is the direct designations of the self-originating absolute truth, the Supersoul, and is the secret essence of the eternal seed of all Vedic hymns. Purport: the senses of the sleeping person do not function until he has awakened. Therefore, when he sleeping person is awakened by a noise, one may ask, who heard the noise? The word supta sroti in this word indicates that the Supreme Lord within the heart hears the sound and awakens the sleeping living entities. The Lord's sensory activities always function on a superior level. Ultimately, all sounds vibrates within the sky and in the eternal region of the heart. There is a type of sky meant for liberation, vibration of Vedic sounds. The seed of source of all Vedic sounds is Omkara. This is confirmed by the Vedic statement Om Iti Yat Brahmano. The full elaboration of the Vedic seed sound is Srimad Bhagavatam, the greatest Vedic literatures. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Nanda Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarini Hare Krishna. So today's sloka translation purport is very beautiful, and there are many events also today. So therefore I decided to just take one subject and elaborate on and complete that subject. So today is the most auspicious occasion of Sharad Purnima, Krishna's Sharadiya Rasa Leela. So today we'll discuss in our class Krishna's beautiful pastimes of Rasa Leela. Of course, in the beginning, we'll discuss the Siddhanta part, the philosophical part, just to understand Krishna's Leela in a proper mood. And then later on, we'll discuss Krishna's very, very beautiful sweet pastimes in Vrindavan forest. From the commentaries of Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Kavi Karnapur, and other acharyas. So thank you. Rasa Leela is Rasa Leela is an act of reciprocation with his devotees. It's such a sweet reciprocation. But unfortunately in Kali Yuga, this conditioned soul, they don't appreciate it. Because it really requires some adhikar and qualification. One time, one very scholarly person from America, he met His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj. And he said, Swamiji, I have done PhD in the literatures of Jiva Goswami. And specially on these five chapters, Rasa Pancham Adhyaya from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 29th chapter to 33. But my doubt is, my objection is, Krishna is supposed to be God, but then why he is dancing with the girls? And he is also dancing with others' wives. It's very disturbing. Why does that? Sri Radhana Maharaj said very politely, as Maharaj's nature is, He said, "My dear sir, you have done PhD, but without entering a LKG. You have done Rasa-Lila-Rasa Pancham Adhyaya. But you think you don't even know, because while giving these arguments, he was continuously smoking and drinking." So Maharaj said, "First you give up bad habits." So in Kali Yuga, see the people's lifestyle and their bad habits. How do you expect that these people will appreciate or understand Krishna's sweetest pastimes, Rasa-Lila? There was one very famous politician in India. He would always carry Bhagavad Gita with him. So one person asked him, "My dear sir, I can see that you are a very religious person. Can you say something about Krishna's Rasa-Lila?" So then he said, No. The speaker of Bhagavad Gita is completely different from this person who performed Rasa-Lila in Vrindavan." And then this person said, "No, sir. The person who performed Rasa-Lila in Vrindavan forest is the same who spoke Bhagavad Gita." Then he became confused. And then he said, "If it is so, if it is the same person who committed, he performed Rasa-Lila and also spoke Bhagavad Gita, then I feel ashamed of calling myself as a Hindu." So, we must understand that if you don't know anything about, scriptures or Krishna or God, just keep quiet. There is no need to answer all the questions. Sometimes it's not necessary everyone knows everything about the scriptures. Therefore, we should listen and hear from the authentic sources. Even Shukadeva Goswami also, before even starting elaborating the Rasa-Lila in 10th canto, first 9 cantos, he explained very beautifully and in detail who Krishna is, what is his greatness. And then after understanding his greatness, then you try to understand his activities. Who is that person? In Bhagavad Gita itself, the answer is given. Yatra yogeshwara krishno yatra partha dhanurdhara tatra sri vijayo bhuti dhruvani tirma tirmama. Wherever there is a Krishna, who is the master of the mystics, and wherever there is Arjuna, the greatest archer, there will be victory, opulences, and the third most important point, morality. So how can, the Bhagavad Gita says that wherever there is Krishna, there is pure morality. How can Krishna be immoral? And even Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami, while explaining the Rasa-Lila, he says, whoever describes and hears these beautiful pastimes, those people, whether they are contaminated, they are from Kali Yuga, whichever religion they belong to, whoever describes these beautiful pastimes of Krishna, Leelas with gopis, Rasa-Lila, and whoever hears those pastimes, they will be purified from all the anarthas, and especially he mentions the lusty desires, the material lust. See the outcome, the fruit of listening of Rasa-Lila, one becomes free from lust. How can this person be immoral? And Shukadeva Goswami, he, before even explaining 10th canto, first 9 cantos, he has thoroughly condemned the material lusty affairs by giving so many examples, Purura, Urvashi, and all other examples. And he said, "See, this is not good." So after explaining all these 9 cantos, how can this person again repeat the same thing if it is just an ordinary mundane activities? Who is a speaker of Rasa-Lila? Shukadeva Goswami. What was his qualification? Shukadeva Goswami was completely detached, renounced sadhu. He would not see difference between man and a woman. Honor and dishonor. Gold and pebbles. For him, everything is God's energy, such a person, why will he speak some mundane subject? And second, who is a Srota? Who is sitting in the audience? Narada Rishi, Vyasa Dev, all the greatest personalities of this universe, they had gathered to hear these beautiful Leelas. And the most prominent Srota is Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj, just imagine, he was cursed to die in 7 days. And 4 days had already over. Only 3 days are remaining. If the person who is going to die in 3 days, will he be interested in seeing the Hollywood, Bollywood movies? Or some dance of some stupid people? Anyone in the world, you find out, even a single person who is going to die and he wants to see the Bollywood, Hollywood movies. Never. And Parikshit Maharaj, who is such a saintly Rajarshi, why will he be interested in hearing some mundane songs or mundane dance? Not only that, see the history, all the great acharyas, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, then Vishnu Swami, Mirabai, Surdas, Kalidas, Tukaram Maharaj, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shad Goswamis, completely pure-hearted souls. And they are not just respecting, they are worshipping this act of beautiful pastimes of Rasa Leela. And before even speaking, before even performing this Rasa Leela, Krishna, he performed this Leela at the age of 8. And at the age of 7, he lifted Govardhan Hill. If somebody really wants to imitate Krishna, the first criteria, my dear sir, just lift the mountain and you can do whatever you like afterwards. So he lifted a mountain and at the age of 8, he performed this Rasa Leela. If you see any young boys or girls, age of 8, do you get any doubt that these people will have something nonsense thing? Never. So here is Krishna. Third thing, when Krishna was performing Rasa Leela, who were all the audience who are watching this? Brahma, Shiva, Durga, Parvati, Ganesh, Kartikeya, Indra, Vayu, Agni, all the planets, they were all sitting in their airplanes and hovering in the sky. All these demigods, when Krishna was performing Rasa Leela on the banks of Jamuna, all these gods were sitting in their airplane and hovering in the sky. And what was their mood? They were just with folded hands. We worship these gods every day. And these worshipable gods, with their folded hands, in their heart, they were feeling that we are so fortunate that we got some gleams of this Krishna's beautiful pastime. Of course, even the gods from the heavenly planet, they also didn't understand, they also didn't get the full darshan of Rasa Leela, because it also was covered with yoga maya. So, Krishna is aptakami. Yeah, among the demigods also, there were many like Gandharvas, Apsaras, Kinnaras, Siddhas, Charanas. Other gods were folding hands, and these Siddhas, Gandharvas and Charanas, they were constantly showering flowers on Krishna and the gopis. If it was just a mundane some dance, why will these gods will shower flowers from the heavenly planet, from the sky? And that also constantly. Kavi Karnapur writes that the shore of the banks of the Jamuna were completely filled with the flower petals. That is Rasa Leela. Acharya says aptakami, Krishna is aptakami, means self-satisfied. Krishna does not need anyone's help to become happy or satisfied. Example is given. Naranaran Rishi were performing austerities on Himalaya, and Indra became worried. Indra thought that Narayana is performing tapasya just for my getting my position. He sent all the apsaras and said, distract him from his tapasya. All the apsaras went there, started dancing. Narayana Rishi opened his eyes and he said, my dear girls, daughters, whatever. They said, what are you doing here? They honestly said, we want to distract you. He said, please don't waste your time and tell your master Indra that I am not interested in his post. Ha, one more thing, because you have come here, I want to give a small gift for Indra. From his body, Narayana Rishi created beautiful hundreds and thousands of apsaras, heavenly nymph. And they were the most beautiful, more beautiful than the apsaras who had come from the heavenly planet. And the leader was Urvashi. Urvashi was born from Narayana Rishi's body. And he said, this is the gift for Indra. Now just imagine, this Narayana Rishi is just a partial expansion of Krishna. If he could create ladies, the beautiful ladies from his body, why he needs some other external, you know, some other ladies for his satisfaction? It is not necessary. Bhishma Dev, during the Rajasri Yajna, all the rishis, kings, they were glorifying Bhishma Dev as a nashtik brahmachari. And Bhishma Dev was just smiling and laughing in his heart. And he looked at towards Krishna. And he, pointing towards Krishna, he said, he, Krishna, is the greatest brahmachari. Bhishma Dev is saying, he is the greatest brahmachari. And one time all the gopis, they wanted to cross Jamuna, and Jamuna was overflooded. So Durvasa Muni was standing there. Durvasa Muni said, oh gopis, you go and tell Yamuna that if Krishna is the greatest brahmachari, then give us a path to cross this river. And they first they didn't believe Durvasa Muni. But they went there and spoke this to Yamunamai. And Yamunamai parted. She gave complete path to the gopis. That means Krishna has no interest in physical material bodies. All these things we learn and hear in this world, Krishna is not at all interested. If he was interested in a material body, why will he love Kubja? Kubja was the ugliest, you know, disfigured lady. And this lady, when she, Krishna loved her. Krishna loved Shabari. Old, crippled, you know, body, this lady. He loved her. Krishna loved Gajendra, who was an elephant. So Krishna has no interest in physical bodies. So Shastra says that there are two kinds of Kamadev, Cupid. The first Kamadev, who is called Manmatha, who is the in charge of the material world, who takes care of the all living entities, conditioned soul, by controlling them with his lusty desires. And there is another Cupid, it's called Manmatha Manmatha, who is the boss of all these Cupids, that is Krishna. So in the spiritual world, there is only love. In this material world, there is only lust. Shastra gives another example. Ganga. Mother Ganga, she is so pure. Whoever takes bath in her water becomes completely free from all the sinful reactions. Everyone believes that, right? And this Mother Ganga, she is emanating from Krishna's lotus feet. The source of Mother Ganga is Krishna's lotus feet. If Mother Ganga is so pure, just imagine how much Krishna must be pure. From his lotus feet, Ganga is emanating. So how can he be immoral person? Just like sometimes the children, they pass urine on the road because of emergency. So son... Yeah, sun with the sun rays cleans that place. But sun never becomes contaminated. Similarly, when Krishna, even if he is dancing with the ladies or girls, he is not affected. Rather, he purifies them. So the Rasa Lila was performed not with this material bodies, with the spiritual bodies. Krishna is Satchinananda, his body is pure, and at the same time, gopis also perform the rasila in their sarupa, siddha sarupa form. Atmendriya pratyavancha tarabalekam Krishnendriya pratyavancha dhare premanam. So when we try to gratify our senses, that becomes a lust. And when we try to satisfy Krishna's senses, that is called prema. So now we'll discuss Krishna's rasalila. So on this very auspicious day, Krishna, in the night, Sharad Purnima night, he looked in the sky and he saw beautiful full moon. And then that desire to satisfy all his devotees and to reciprocate with their love, Krishna decided, today I'll perform this beautiful pastime of Rasa Leela. So Krishna, on the bank of river Jamuna, he went to Bansiwat, and under the Kadamba tree, he started playing upon his flute. Now Krishna's playing his flute is not a mundane thing. When Krishna played his flute, what was the respond? Krishna was playing his flute and there were stones around Krishna. Even stones started melting. The trees, when they heard his flute sound, they could not bear the ecstasy of his Krishna's love, and therefore in that ecstasy they could not stand erect. So therefore they were always bowing down. Therefore Vrindavan will find the trees are not growing straight. No, like a very crooked manner. Because they cannot control themselves. Therefore those who are proudful, they will walk like this. But the Vrindavan trees, they are overburdened and overloaded by Krishna prema. They cannot bear this prema. And therefore sometimes you will find all these trees are just bowing and on the surface of earth. Not only that, Shastra explains, if it was just a mundane thing, why in Vrindavan, even the birds, when they heard Krishna's flute, they started crying, shedding tears. Birds, even reptiles, it is mentioned, even the ferocious animals like lions and tigers, they forgot the nature of being, carnivorous, and they started crying. Now who can make this? Krishna's flute sound, even the lions and tigers, they started crying. And Krishna, when he is playing upon his flute, if his head is tilted towards the left, just like Gopinath ji, his head is tilted towards the left. So Acharya says that when his head is tilted towards the left and he is playing flute, that means he is giving indication to the gopis. When he is playing flute, tilting his head towards the right, that means this now flute sound is meant for the gopas and the other brajavasis. When he is playing his flute, keeping his head upwards, that means it is meant for demigods. And when he is looking downwards and playing his flute, that is for the cows and other animals. And when he is looking straight and playing his flute, that is meant for all the birds, creepers, trees, vines, and whole nature. So, for Krishna's Rasa Leela, it was different. For other animals and everything, Krishna has even his flute sound, the first note, second note, third note, that is also divided for different jivas. So when Krishna started playing upon his flute, moon immediately started reciprocating with him. The moon with his full glory immediately took his position in the right place in the sky. And moon was so happy. So the moon was looking as if like against the blue sky, he was, you know, moon is white, and sky is blue. So it appeared as if the demigods, they are prepared for shooting. They have these filament cameras. So moon acted like a camera of the demigods, ready to shoot Krishna's residence. And when this sound, and especially on Sharad Purnima, Acharya is right, that this flute sound was heard only by the gopis. Other time everyone hears, but this night it was meant only for the gopis. So Krishna's flute sound reached the Vrindavan town. Only the gopis heard this sound. Otherwise, what is happening? So this sound penetrated the heart of the gopis, and they immediately stopped all their household duties and started running towards Vrindavan. Some of the gopis, they were cooking. Some of the gopis were milking the cows. Some of the gopis feeding the breast milk to their children. But as soon as they heard the sound, Krishna's flute sound, immediately they dropped everything down and started running towards Vrindavan forest. One gopi was holding a milk pot in her hands. So as soon as she heard the sound, she had no time to even keep this pot safe in some place. She just dropped it down. Heard, and within a fraction of a second, she dropped it down and immediately started running. Some gopis were attending their family members, but abruptly they gave it up everything and started running towards Vrindavan. So someone may ask, why should one give up their family members and do these things? How can we give up our family members? My dear sir, everyone will have to give up their family members. If not today, after 40 years, 50 years, 100 years, everyone eventually have to give up. Why only family members? Everything, whatever possessions you have, either voluntarily or by force. And Acharya writes, oh, you consider him as your husband, her as your wife, and them as your parents. Do you know the previous history? Because sometimes you may feel like, oh, I am a woman, I am a man, this and that. Material nature just plays around. According to our karma, sometimes the jiva gets a woman body, sometimes the jiva gets a male body or purusha body, and most of the time, the lower creatures like animals. So, only for some, 100 years, maximum 100 years, we belong to some particular family, and then we start identifying with the person as husband, wife, children, this and that. Of course, there is nothing wrong in this relationship. As long as the relationship is connected with Krishna, nothing wrong. But if you just say that only this and that, then it is not accepted. Or Acharya writes, gopis are externally, if you see Krishna, they are giving up their husbands. In our Vedic culture, there is one concept of called Pati Parameshwar. Isn't it? All the chaste ladies, they consider their husband as Parameshwar. Pati Parameshwar. But here gopis, who is their Pati? Parameshwar is their Pati. We generally say, you know, my Pati is like Parameshwar. Why like? Gopis, patis are Parameshwar. And so how can you take any objection, against the gopis? So, when they left everything, it's perfectly fine. So, all the gopis, how they started running towards Vrindavan forest? It is explained that the gopis, as if they gave it up everything and they were running towards the forest as if they are flying in the sky, having wings with their bodies. And then it's mentioned that just like an archer releases the arrow, with what speed that arrow moves, With that speed, gopis were running towards Vrindavan forest. They were running to Vrindavan forest as if a prisoner is freed from a life sentence. Suppose a prison is given life sentence, death sentence. But now you immediately said, okay, now you're freed. How you will run from the jail? The gopis were running like that. Just like a bird is freed from the cage, the gopis were running like that. And finally, the gopis reached. Not only that, Acharya also explained, when the gopis were running towards the forest, nobody knew that others also going. Everyone was thinking, I am the only person, Krishna has called me through this flute sound, I am the only person going to forest. And no fear what will happen afterwards, whether people will accept me, and if I go there, if Krishna is not there. No, just ran. While running, their earrings were swinging. You know, like Dharmadhar Chakra says, swinging to and fro. So why these earrings were moving fast? Because these earrings were encouraging the gopis, move fast. Their speed, you know, their running speed was increasing, and even the swinging of the earrings, that also moved fast. You know, the speed was moving. So, and their nupurs were making so much of sound, that sound also was encouraging the gopis, move faster and faster. So finally, they reached at Jamuna's shore, Jamuna's banks, where Krishna was waiting for all of them. And Acharya Jiva Goswami writes that there were many gopis, not many, some of the gopis, they could not come out their house because the family pressure and the family members, they did not allow them. But anyway, they just closed their eyes and meditated on Krishna's beautiful form, his beautiful leelas. And although they could not go to Krishna, Krishna personally came to them. And Krishna embraced them. And by Krishna's presence, they become completely, totally satisfied and purified. And with their spiritual body, they left the house and joined Krishna's Rasa Lila on the bank of Jamuna. Although their material physical body was still there, and Jiva Goswami writes that they did not die. They did not give up their material body. They accepted the spiritual body and joined Rasa Lila. So after reaching in Vrindavan forest, now Krishna, he just wanted to test some more. Just like, you know, sadhakas, we also get so many exams in our life. So finally Krishna wanted, now you have come till now. So Krishna said, why have you come here? Do you want to see the beauty of this forest? But this is very dangerous forest. There are many ferocious animals, there are snakes and scorpions. Better you go. Go home. You have already seen the beauty of this forest now. Better you go. So he, you know, tried to test them by giving many riddles. But finally the gopis passed the exam. There is very much detail, you know, but we don't have time. There is a restraint, constraint. So we cannot explain everything in detail. So then finally Krishna understood that they are very determined. They want to serve. So then Krishna agreed. Then Krishna entered amongst all the gopis. Acharya writes, when Krishna was amidst the gopis, it appeared as if a moon surrounded by millions of stars. So before even understanding how the Rasa Lila took place, Acharya also, Gargacharya, in Garga Samhita, he gives the details of the gopis. Who were present, who all the gopis were present with Krishna on Rasa Lila ground. Upanishads, Vedas and Srutis, when they saw beautiful form of Lord Narayan, they bore the desire of having a conjugal affairs with Narayan. And Narayan said, don't worry, your desires will be fulfilled in Dwapar Yuga. Lord Ramachandra, when he went to Mithila to marry Lord Mother Sita, when he was married, by seeing Sita and Ram together, all the ladies of Mithila, they also got the desire to marry Lord Ram. Lord Ram said, in Dwapar Yuga, your desires will be fulfilled. Then he was heading towards Ayodhya, but in between there was one more state, Rajya, kingdom, Kosala. So all the Kosala ladies, they all saw Lord Ram, they also desired, Lord Ram said, in Dwapar Yuga. When he entered Ayodhya, by seeing this beautiful couple, Sita and Ram, all the ladies of Ayodhya, they also wanted to marry him. Lord Ram said, in Dwapar Yuga. When Lord Ram went to the forest, he was banished. He went to Nashik, Dandakaranya. There were hundreds and millions of sages. They were performing tapasyas. And they also had the same desire. They wanted to serve Lord Ram, just like Sita Mai serves Lord Ram. So Lord Ram said, not possible in this avatar, in Dwapar Yuga. When Lord Ramchandra came back from the forest, he became again the emperor, and then again he banished Lord Sita Mai. But when Sita Mai was absent, he wanted to perform yajna, so there were many golden Sita statues or deities were made. So one day all these deities of Sita, they also had the same desire. Lord Ram said, in Dwapar Yuga. Matsya Avatar. When Matsya Avatar appeared, all the daughters of Varuna Dev, they also had the desire. We want to marry you. Matsya said, not in Avatar, in Dwapar Yuga. Prithu Maharaj, when he appeared in Barhishmati, all the ladies in Barhishmati, they also wanted to marry him. Prithu Maharaj said, in Dwapar Yuga. Dhanvantari Avatar, when Dhanvantari Avatar appeared, and after disappearance, Dhanvantari, all the herbs and medicines, they became unhappy, they became useless, and then they got the form of a ladies and performed tapasyas and satisfied Dhanvantri and said, we want to marry you. Dhanvantri said, in Dwapar Yuga. And then, just like we heard the story, Narayan Rishi, all the apsaras were created from his body. So before going to heavenly planets to please Indra, this apsara said, my dear sir, when will you be liberated? As long as whether we have to stay always in Indra's palace? Narayan said, no. In Dwapar Yuga, when Krishna will appear, you will all take birth in Vrindavan Dham and you will become the gopis. So in this way, all this, even Vamandev went to Sutala planet after performing Leela, and all the ladies of the Sutala planet, they wanted to marry him. Vamandev said, sorry, in this lifetime of Brahmachari, but in Dwapar Yuga, all your desires will be fulfilled. So before you understand, and all these people, the great saintly ladies and others, they were waiting for Krishna's reciprocation for millions of years. And now at this day of Sharad Purnima, Krishna just remembered their austerities, their tapasyas, their patience and their devotion for him. And now he wanted to reciprocate with them. So one may say, how can he reciprocate in just one night? Krishna is such an amazing person. He fitted one Brahma's night in ordinary night. This one night of Sharad Purnima expanded for one Brahma's night for hundreds and millions of years, and he satisfied all their desires. So it shows that all other avatars and incarnations, their first priority is their duties. Lord Ram said, first priority duty. Relationship and rasa visa, that is second. So all these avatars, Matsya, Kurma and others. But Krishna's avatar, first priority is reciprocation with the devotees. Then secondary duties or moral principles and this and that. Of course, he is the boss of, he is the original supreme person. Someone may say that Krishna is dancing with others' wives. Wrong! You are dancing with Krishna's wife. Isn't it true? Before getting married, was that lady belong to you? Did that belong to you? No. She was given the body with this material nature, 24 elements. These 24 elements belong to Krishna. And by the nature of material energy, that man or woman got these 24 elements from Krishna.
Then the body was formed, either male or a female. By the mercy of Krishna, that soul was impregnated in that. And now that body is moving. That body belongs to Krishna. And by Krishna's causeless mercy, he said, my dear child or you stupid fellow, because you have this material desire, from my side, take this. Either male or a female. And then after just that tie, or marriage or whatever, she is mine. Or he is mine. Hari Prabhu, she belongs, he or she. You are a caretaker. He is the original master, enjoyer, creator, proprietor, everything. So when we understand from the scriptures what is the history of these gopis, then we'll not misunderstand his leelas. So after that, Krishna, he started reciprocating with the gopis, and then gopis, it is mentioned, Jiva Goswami writes, they started decorating Krishna's beautiful body. They decorated Krishna's armlets and bracelets with kumudi flowers. Sorry. They hung the kesar flowers on Krishna's ears. They decorated Krishna's hair with ketaki flowers. And then they decorated Krishna's chest as a necklace of mallika flowers. And then the gopis, they decorated Krishna's turban with yuti flowers. In this way, and their waist belt of Krishna was made from bakula flowers. Just like Sharad Purnima day, we dress the deity generally with all flower ornaments. So all these flower ornaments are given in the Shastra. So then after decorating Krishna in this beautiful way, the gopis started smiling, happily reciprocating with Krishna. And suddenly, Krishna disappeared. So some people say, the gopis, they had a pride. They became proud that I am the only person with Krishna and therefore I am so special. And therefore Krishna left. No. That is not the reason. Because the gopis are completely pure-hearted soul. They are in their life only Krishna, nothing else. And therefore they could stay with Krishna. Otherwise tell me, ordinary men and women, What to speak of playing with Krishna? You can't even see Krishna. We can't even see Krishna. So if someone is directly playing with Krishna, how much pure that person must be? But then why did Krishna leave all the gopis? Because Krishna wanted to give them more intense separation. So that their love for Krishna will increase many folds. And then Krishna left. After some time, the gopis found out there is one special gopi. He is with Krishna. She is with Krishna. And of course, Bhagavatam, although it doesn't mention Sri Radha's name directly, but Shukadeva Goswami, Anadita Radhika, he indirectly mentions Radharani's name. Because one reason is that if Shukadeva Goswami just even pronounces Sri Radha or Sri Radhika, he might go in ecstasy and all the 7 days will get over and Parikshit Maharaj will just start looking at him. Because he was completely made servant of Sri Radha. So then they found out there were 2 sets of footprints. Krishna and Sri Radha. So all the gopis understood that this gopi is very special. So why Krishna left the rasa dance? He wanted to glorify Sri Radha. He wanted to not prove, but the indirect indication that only by the mercy of Sri Radha you can all get that love or rasa, that madhurya prem. Unless Sri Radha's mercy is there, we cannot get that. So first Krishna wanted to establish this, that only by the mercy of Sri Radha, and she is not amongst like you. She is very special. She is like me, my own expansion. But after some time, so yes, Krishna went with Sri Radha, and at one place Krishna decorated Sri Radha. That place is called today at Shringarvat. But after some time we found out that Sri Radha is also left alone. Now this is very, 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 very beautiful point, an important point. Some people say that Sri Radha became proud and therefore Krishna left her. Vishwanatha Chakra Thakur, Jiva Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, all the acharyas. See, they have different commentaries, different points. But when it comes to here, they all say, no, 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 no. And their explanation is, when Sri Radha was with Krishna, she is such a compassionate, genuine mother. She thought in her mind, on this choice occasion, generally all my sakis, they are always with me. Constantly 24 hours they are serving me. And now if I am with Krishna alone, they are feeling so much separation from Krishna, so it is not fair. Therefore, I should join with them. So Sri Radha, out of compassion for all the sakis and the gopis, she spoke such words, and Krishna thought in his mind that Sri Radha has become proud, and therefore she is speaking in this way. And then Krishna immediately disappeared. And Sri Radha became very happy in her heart. She said, it's fine. Even if Krishna leaves me, it's okay. But I want to be with my sakhis. This is the mood of Sri Radha. So, in Vrindavan Dham, or in amongst the gopas, the brajavasis, gopis, there is no competition. There is no envious mood in Vrindavan Dham. So therefore, everyone just appreciate others. So Sri Radha joined all the gopis. And finally, all these gopis together, they found out now Krishna is not here. So how to get his association back? One gopi said, one sure shot process. Start glorifying him. Start thinking and remembering his pastimes. Speak the glories of Krishna. Krishna will come here. So in Kali Yuga, such a beautiful process. Amazing. This is our Acharya's gift for us. Srila Prabhupada. Now if you speak direct Krishna's Rasa Lila with the gopis to the any mundane person on this road or anywhere, they will immediately misunderstand. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Krishna himself in the mood of Sri Radha, and all his associates, although in male form, but they are from Rasa Lila. All the sakis and manjaris, they appeared as a male form, as a Goswamis or any grahastha devotees. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed Rasa Lila in the house of Srivas Thakur. That Harinam Sankirtan is non-different from Rasa Lila. And Prabhupada had complete faith and full conviction that by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, wherever, whichever place, whoever participates in Harinam Sankirtan, that person is transported directly, the same moment is transported into Rasa Lila. Nothing less than Rasa Lila, not even other rasas. No, directly Rasa Lila. So whenever, whichever place, whoever performs Harinam Sankirtan, whether two people or three people or many, whoever chants Hare Krishna mantra and performs Rasa Lila, that Harinam Sankirtan, it is Rasa Lila. So Prabhupada, many times he avoided speaking about Rasa Lila, but he gave the same product in different name. And package is a little different. But the same product, you open the package and you find Rasa Lila inside. So that is our Prabhupada's gift. So all the gopis, they started thinking, yes, now start glorifying him. And then they started reciting the Gopi Gita. So, if the time permits, I'll just take some slokas from Gopi Gita and try to elaborate it.
Jayati te dhikam janmana braja shayata indira Shashvadatra hi daita drishyata dikshutavaka Tvaidrita sava Tvam vichinbate.
Now the gopis,
Haribol,
Haribol. Thank you, Prabhuji. The gopis are saying, because you have appeared in this Brajadhav, this has become more glorious than Vaikuntha planet.
Someone may say, how is that?
Actually, Vrindavan Dham is more opulent than Vaikuntha, but it is covered over with madhurya, madhurata, sweetness or simplicity. Therefore, those opulences are not clearly visible. And the gopis give examples. How this Vaikuntha planet, Vrindavan is more glorious than Vaikuntha? Because in Vaikuntha, Lakshmi is like a queen. In Vaikuntha, in Vrindavan Dham, Lakshmi serves menially. She is 24 hours is serving all the Brajavasis with her all opulences. And therefore, Vrindavan Dham is one stage higher in opulences and everything than Vaikuntha planets. Then gopis say, why Vrindavan is so special? Because in Vaikuntha, you won't find Narayan is going to the forest herding the cows. There are no such pastimes. There is no Rasalila in Vaikuntha. And Krishna never steals butter or reciprocation. Such a sweet relationship with reciprocation with the devotees. This you won't find in Vaikuntha. Therefore, Vrindavan is so special. And there is no Jamuna. There is no Govardhan in Vaikuntha. Vrindavan is so special. And then, Jiva Goswamiji, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur writes, he gives the explanation of Tavakas. Tavakas means, there are two wings amongst the gopis, Sri Radha and Chandravali. So here it is mentioned that they are saying to Krishna that we are yours. We belong to you. This is the mood mentioned in this verse. But Jiva Goswami says that this mood actually belongs to Chandravali group. That we are yours. But Sri Radha and their group says Krishna is ours. This is their mood. Then why all these gopis are singing in this mood? Because he's saying that all these gopis, because they are in so much of anguish of separation from Krishna, so in that mood, they are just saying that Krishna, we are yours, please appear in front of us. So now Krishna, he gives one more argument. Krishna says, in this material world, there is no true love exist. True love never exists in this material world within this 14 planetary system. And why it doesn't exist? Because if true love exists in this world, then you would have died immediately in absence of my presence. Isn't it? Because I am not present there, you would have died. Argument is very good. But the gopis say, no. Gopis say, of course we would have died, but our problem is, either we have given our life to you, or you have stolen our life from us. And therefore that life air is not with us. It is with you. And it is comfortably staying with you. Our life air is with you. Therefore there is no question of dying. Then Krishna said, yeah, it's true. If our life air was with us, we would have naturally died. So then the gopi says, Daita drishyatam. Daita means you are so merciful, you are so compassionate towards all these your devotees. So please show your beautiful face and appear on this with us. And then Sanatana Goswamiji writes that previously the gopis were searching everywhere for Krishna. They were asking the trees, oh my dear tree, I have you seen Nandanandan Shyamasundar? But there was no response, no answer. Then the gopi said, oh, because you are a male-bodied tree, so you will not reciprocate because you belong to Krishna's category, so you will not reciprocate. So then sometimes they would ask the clippers, have you seen Nandanandan Shyamasundar Krishna? Still there was no response. Then the gopi said, oh, because Krishna has touched with his divine hands to you and he has convinced you, don't give any response to the gopis. And then they said, even if you cry and shout loudly here in the forest because of the mountains and the trees, our voice will not reach to Krishna. Therefore, they all decided to move to the banks of Jamuna. So all of them came to Jamuna and sitting on the banks of the river, they said, now stop searching Krishna, just start singing the Gita or glorification of Krishna. So in this way, they all sat on the banks of Jamuna and they started reciting these verses.
Sharadudashaye sadhujatasa sarasijo darya Sri Mushadrisha Surat Nath Te Ashulka Dasika Varadhani Gnato Neha Kimbada.
Amazing. The gopis are saying, oh Krishna, you are a very expert thief. Krishna is such an expert thief, he can steal the most important part of the lotus flower. Now the most important part of the lotus flower is in the center of the lotus, all the pollens and that fragrance. And lotus flower grows in the lake. Now the lotus flower is in the middle of the lake. And the lotus, that nectar, is surrounded and protected by thousands of petals. And Krishna, without going even near to that lotus flower, simply by his glance, he steals all the nectar from the lotus flower. So if he is such an expert thief, then the gopis say, we are just ordinary human and we are just roaming anywhere. Why will not you steal everything from us? Then he says, they say, but you are very cruel. If you would have used sword and knife to cut us, to make wound all our body, that would have been little, you know, easier to tolerate. But you use your glances to hurt others, and that is unbearable. And second thing is, these wounds also are not visible. If someone uses sword, you can see these wounds on their body. But your glances make you no wounds on the body, but it penetrates so deeply. So, and therefore they say, Nignato, you are killing your maidservants who are serving you without any payment. Nignato. So therefore they say, you are not just killing one gopi or two gopis, you are killing hundreds and millions of gopis. So we don't want that you should get the sinful reactions of killing women. So therefore you should come and appear in front of us. Such a beautiful. Then third verse, 5 more minutes. I know we are very late now. Just 2-3 minutes more. Then it will take hours, but still, 2-3 verses we'll discuss and we'll finish. Yes, Gaurang Prabhu. Can I continue? Hare, thank you, Prabhu. Thank you.
Vishajalapyad Vyalarakshasad Varshamarutad Vaidyutanalad Rishamayatmaja Vishvato Bhaya Vrishabhate Vayam Rakshitamuho.
The gopis give so many examples. In the past, he has saved us from the rain, for Indra. But the problem is, You protect us from that rain. And now, because you love your Brajavasis so much, you protected all the Brajavasis from that rain. But how will you protect all your Brajavasis now? And what is the calamity now? Because we are crying and we are shedding tears so much, so profusely and so much quantity, it reaches like, you know, 10 times more than Indra's rain. Your whole Brajavasin, your whole Braj is going to wipe out from our tears. How will you save your Brajavasis? Better you come in front of us and then we'll stop crying and then you can save your Brajavasis. And then the gopis says, actually you lifted a Govardhan hill to protect all of us. But now, actually it is easier and very, you know, easy to tolerate even if that whole Govardhan mountains falls on our shoulders. We can tolerate it. But this mountain of separation from you is unbearable. So therefore, you please appear in front of us, give your beautiful darshan. So in this way, so some of the acharyas, Vishwanathachakra Thakur writes that in this verse, gopis are saying that you have protected us even from Yomasur and Arishtasur and other demons. Those demons now not even have appeared. That Leela has not even taken place. So how is that gopis are quoting those Leelas? Vishwanathachakra Thakur says, because their memory is very sharp. The gopis' memories are very sharp. They remembered the prophecy, prediction made by Bhaguru Rishi and Garga Rishi and Purnamasi. They had said at the time of birth that Krishna will perform this activities, perform this is Leela. So they still remember here now. And Sanatana Goswami says, he has a different opinion. Sanatana Goswami says, because the gopis are, they are so absorbed in Krishna's thoughts, they have become one with Krishna in consciousness. And Krishna is all omniscient. He knows past, present and future. And because they have become one with Krishna, so they also got that power. So therefore they also know the past, present and the future. So therefore they could also see what is happening in the future. So in this way all our acharyas, they give beautiful such a understanding and leelas behind it. Nakhalu gopika. Last, there are many, but with this one last shloka and then we will finish. Nakhalu gopika nandano bhava akhila dehina hantaratma drek vikhana sarthito Vishwaguptaye Sakhavudeva Satvatamkule. He says, see, all of them, the gopis are saying, Krishna, you are not the son of Yashoda Mai. We say, how is that? He is not son of Yashoda Mai. Because the gopi says, Yashoda Mai by nature, she is so such a soft-hearted lady. She is so compassionate. Whoever approaches Yashoda Mai, she immediately fulfills their desires. But you are very cruel. We are all dying here and you don't even pay attention. Therefore we say that you are not Nakhalu Gopika. You are not born, you are not son of Yashoda Mai. And then, oh, you are Yaduvanshi, you are born Yaduvansha, you are a Paramatma. Then one of the acharya writes, is that the gopi have become Aishwarya Bhav? They are saying that he is not born in a Vrindavan. He is a Paramatma. He is a Paramatma sitting in everyone's heart. You have that upset of this Aishwarya Bhav? He said, no. Because here the gopis are saying, you are Paramatma, but you are cruel. Although you are sitting in our heart, you know the pitiful condition in our heart, but still you are not appearing in front of us. And therefore Jiva Goswami says, Nakhalu Gopika, The na word is for one line. Jiva Goswami says, add this na for each and every line. Why only first line? Na khalu gopika, na nandanu bhavat, na akila dehina, na vikhana sardito. Because he is not fulfilling any criteria. So therefore this na word is not for one line, it is for all the four lines. Amazing! For acharyas give such a beautiful, beautiful explanations. Therefore, we are so fortunate. And in this Kali Yuga, we can't even imagine what's happening outside. But we are so fortunate by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and all the acharyas. The scriptures are still available. This process is still available. Vrindavan Dham is still available. And all the loving devotees. One last story I'll explain and then finish. Once there was a Brahmana named Gadadhar from South India. He wrote a beautiful song glorifying Gopi's bhav for Krishna. A beautiful song he composed and he sent it to Jiva Goswami in Vrindavan. It was around 400 years ago. Jiva Goswami heard and read that. He was very happy. And immediately Jiva Goswami wrote one Sanskrit sloka and gave it to his assistant. He said, please go to South India and give this one sloka to this very pure-hearted Brahmana. So he went there. He traveled many days. Finally, arrived in that village. So this Brahmana Gadadhar, he was brushing his teeth. And he said, Swamiji, I have come from Vrindavan and this is one message from Jiva Goswami for you. He read that Sanskrit sloka. After reading, he stopped brushing. He immediately started running towards Vrindavan. What was mentioned in the sloka? Jiva Goswami says, my dear sir, you have composed this song, bhajan, in the mood of gopis. It is so nice. It's perfect. But the only thing is, if you want to get that realization, that experience, that original experience, that realization of this bhava, you need three things. Out of these three things, you don't have even single with you. He says, the first thing is, you have to have some connection with Vrindavan Dham. At least for one day or 2 days, when you take association of Dham, even for a day, that is first criteria to understand this bhava. And then he says, second thing, you need a mercy of Sri Radha. Jiva Goswami writes that. And third, most important, you have to associate with the people who have that pure heart and that bhava to serve Krishna. Even if the person is not qualified, if that person associates with those pure-hearted devotees of Sri Radha and Krishna, that bhava will be impregnated to you. So therefore you need these three things. And he immediately ran. So we are so fortunate. We have all these three things and more. And Prabhupada's mercy and all our acharyas. So we should take advantage of this. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Charat Purnima Mahavasu ki, Hare Krishna.